Robert J. Costello, Sr.
Gene Costello.
Northwest Indiana, Crown Point.
The Packers are celebrating their 100th anniversary. What do you think football will look like in 100 years? Do you think there will be football in 100 years?
I am concerned the retirees from the past, all the illnesses that have become to them. After all, they put so much into this game.
If the NFL said, all right, we don't want anyone to get hurt, robots are now going to be the players, would you still like the Packers?
Oh, man. I don't... You know, I hate to say this, but robots are probably in the near future.
I know. That's why I'm worried. That's why I asked.
They have them in the factories now. Who's not to say that... And then they have the cars that can drive themselves.
Yeah.
So how does the robot get in there? I mean, I can't visualize that.
What do you think football is going to look like in 100 years?
I don't know, but I'll put a number 87 on my idiot running around on the field there. My teammate.
Oh, still heartbroken about Jordy?
Oh, definitely. I'm a Jordy supporter all the way.
John Wolfe, Wauwatosa.
Do you think with all the safety kind of talk now that football will even be around in 100 years for the Packers to celebrate 200?
It'll still be around. It'll be a whole lot adjusted as time goes on. As we find out more about what causes certain accidents, incidents, the tackling.
What if, like, I don't know, 20, 30, 50 years, the NFL says, too many guys are getting hurt, but we still want football. So we have introduced a line of robotic football players to play the game. If the Packers were robots, would you root for them?
That would be a hard sell.
I mean, they look real.
Yeah, but it's... Who's playing the best with technology then? And it's not the same. Someone like Jerry Jones down in Dallas will have figured out a way to beat the system. Or folks in Boston, Belichick.
Oh, yeah. And then what they would do is they would, like, hack the other team's robots to make them play bad. Oh, yeah, that's a problem. I was thinking my robot idea could work, but that's a problem.
Trash can that idea.
Chad from Waterford.
I had this crazy idea that instead of people getting hurt all the time, the NFL would then take out human beings and have robots play. Would you watch?
Bleep, no.
No, you can swear on this and I'll bleep it out after.
Hell no.
Give me a real swear.
No.
See, and there's the power of the bleep. I got it for you.
I'm Josh.
Jake.
How old are you guys?
I'm 18.
And you?
I'm 18 as well.
Okay, I want to talk to you guys. You looked a little younger, and I've been talking to some older people. Okay. I think that eventually people are going to stop wanting to play football, but you still want football. So my solution, and I'll get your thought on this, robots. Okay. Would you watch football played by a robot?
It's not the same. I mean, because just meeting these Packer players, like humans, like just knowing them, being like, these are great guys.
No, but the robots would be programmed to be great guys.
Well, how would they be programmed?
By the programmers.
So would the whole game be rigged? Like would it be?
No, it'd be like when you, like eSports.
Like, how could they break a tackle if they're a robot, you know?
How many fumbles would you see in one game?
Like, could you rig it? Could you be like, oh, they're getting ahead, let's have them fumble.
Wow, I just had an idea, guys. Everyone else went along for it. You guys are attacking me.
Trash can that idea.